Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We have Jack O'Donnell from O'Donnell & Associates. Jack, good morning. Thanks for being with us this Sunday morning.
Good morning. Thrilled to be here. And I'm thrilled about the Sabres win last night, too.
I mean, come on. If only the Canadians could have held on to the lead in Tampa, the Sabres would be 8 points out of the playoffs. But you know what? You keep winning, and anything's possible.
I love that attitude.
Now, there was a signed new district for the Congress was signed by the governor. Jack, how did we get to this point?
Boy, it's been a long, winding road, hasn't it? It really goes back to 2011 and 2012 when Andrew Cuomo and the Senate Republicans and Assembly Democrats passed a constitutional amendment to create an independent redistricting commission that was basically flawed. And so what we saw in 2020 was a project where the independent redistricting commission couldn't even agree with themselves on some maps. The Assembly and Senate went ahead and drew their own maps. Those were challenged in court because they hadn't followed the process. And so we had judges appoint a special master who drew the lines that governed during the last congressional election 2 years ago. Democrats then went to court to say we should still get another chance to redraw them. The redistricting commission put up some new maps. The legislature didn't like them. They voted them down. And then very quickly this time passed maps that look like they're going to hold, seem to have, if not bipartisan support, at least bipartisan resignation that those are going to be the lines and we're moving forward.
Now, some people might be confused, Jack, because there's a few special elections coming up. But for those, we're sticking to the old districts, correct?
Exactly. So those will be on the old lines, and then they'll change. In Western New York, they don't change a lot, but they'll change a little for the June primaries and November elections.
Now, there is a candidate in NY26. Well, he wants to be a candidate. I don't think he got the signatures. And he's claiming that new lines actually make NY26 more conservative than it was in the 2020 redrawing or the 2022 redrawing. Is that correct? Is there any district that, because most people would think, okay, this was redrawn, they're going to be either more of a toss-up or more to the left. Are there any districts that might go the other way?
Well, sure. The whole map was changed, right? But it was really changed around the edges. And so, I don't want to get lost about what one person says on Twitter here, but I think that – I'm sorry, on X. But I think that overall, these maps are relatively close to what they were before. New York 26 still has a very substantive liberal, democratic, left, whatever you want to say, majority, and should be a safe seat for Democrats come November.
Now, according to Politico, one of the most changed districts was Mark Molinaro's seat. Could we be seeing a change in that district? Let me rephrase that. Were any of these districts change so much to where we could see an incumbent at a disadvantage?
Well, sure, they were changed. I mean, I think my analysis is the central New York seat where Brandon Williams is the most changed. Now, that was changed by the commission and then also changed under the lines. I think, I think what they mean is that the district that departed the most from what the independent redistricting commission proposed might be Molinaro's. And I think, I think you saw that in some of the independent analysis of these seats, right? The Cook Political Report, which is very well respected, I think moved it from lean Republican to Republican toss-up, which is a change, but not a huge change.
Now, so this was challenged, and that's how we got to redistricting again. Jack, do we see that happening, in 2 years? Are we going to see different districts again in 2 years, or is this going to be the set one until the next census?
It looks like this is going to hold. I think, we saw, a lot of the Republicans, like John Faso, the former congressman who had been, along with Ed Cox, sort of driving the challenge in the courts. Again, not perhaps thrilled, but knowing what was possible if Democrats did a really intense gerrymander, I think we saw them kind of resigned that these are fair enough considering the partisan makeup of the state that we don't expect, and we haven't seen so far one of those challenges. So it looks like these will hold until the next census.
Now, I know we did talk about this a little bit, but just to reiterate, when you're talking Western New York district, so we're talking Nick Langworthy, we're talking Claudia Tenney, and then whoever wins NY26, you don't see any major changes here that any of those seats are in danger?
No, all of those seats, I think the partisan makeup is relatively consistent. I think the Tenney and Langworthy seats will be Republican seats, and I think that vacant seat is very likely to be a Democratic seat.
Now, Jack, another thing I want to ask you before we this is a question that I saw on Twitter, and my whole lifetime, New York State in the national election has obviously gone to the Democratic Party, right? I mean, it's a Democratic stronghold state. Is there any polling that shows that could change in November, or is this just people trying to talk good getting to the presidential election?
Well, anything can happen in this day and age, but I think it's really tough. You can extrapolate, right? The Republicans had a strong candidate for governor who got within, within a close margin. You can look at how Biden is falling behind in some of that polling, right? The New York Times has a poll today that has Trump significantly ahead of Biden, with Biden continuing to bleed support from Hispanics and African-American voters, right? You could put all of those together, and certainly there is a scenario, I suppose, where Republicans could win New York. I think more realistically, you see kind of what you saw last in the gubernatorial race. I think as polls showed that Lee Zeldin was gaining and even in a statistical dead heat with Kathy Hochul, that energized Democrats, and Democrats came out. And I still think you'll see that in November. I think some of the polling now about Democratic dissatisfaction with Biden, though very real, may change when it is just a choice between Biden or Trump.
Last question for you. Now that these district maps are settled, right, is there anything else we should be keeping our eye on Albany for coming out of the legislative body now that these maps are behind us?
Well, the big thing is the budget, right? And we're talking about a $233 billion budget right now, which touches everything. A lot of, if you forgive the pun, energy from Western New York last year about some of the energy proposals. Some of those are back in different forms. you know, but a lot of energy, especially out of other parts of the state, on taxes and raising taxes. So a lot to come as we try to get a budget done in Albany over the next month.
And Jack, I'm sure we'll be talking about that in the coming months or in the coming weeks as we get close to the budget. Jack, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.